This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Wendy Joseph, the curator, Grand Army of Republic Hall and Museum of Lynn. Wendy, that's a long title, but it's a bit of an important thing. So welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to chat with you today.
Wendy, the organization itself, tell me about that. I want to talk about the event in just a moment that's coming up this weekend. But tell me about the organization and what it is.
Well, the organization is the Grand Army of the Republic Museum. And it's a museum that is owned by the city of Lynn. And it's still housed in the same building that was built in 1885 that was the headquarters for this Post 5 General Lander Grand Army of the Republic. And this is an organization that was created by the Union veterans coming home after their duty in Civil War. And what they were doing is it was a military fraternal club, but more importantly, they set about to raise funds so that they could give money and take care of the widows and the orphans of the friends that they left behind on the battlefields of the Civil War. The building was transferred over to the city by 1919. These guys were very smart cookies, and they knew that the organization was about to end, because it was only about those guys that fought in the war. They didn't expect this organization to go on and on. And they went to the Mass State Senate, and they got a home rule petition where the city of Lynn citizens could vote as to whether or not the city should take over and care for this building. So, Bill, I need you to remember something. In the year before, in 1918, what was happening? We finally are getting into the Great War, World War I, and the United States and the world is in the middle of the first pandemic that some of us can remember, the 1918 Spanish influenza. So with all this going on, the citizens of Lynn still thought so much about these returning Union veterans, still had that hero understanding of what exactly these guys did for the country, that they voted, with all of this stuff going on, they voted for the city to take over the building.
Wow, that's a great story. By the way, I wasn't there during that time, but I do remember hearing about this pandemic 100 years ago or more, right? So as unfortunately we've learned about that in the last couple of years. Hey, Wendy, if somebody were to walk in to that building and look around, what would they see right now?
They would see a building that is, as soon as you walk through those glass front doors, which are replacement doors, but the rest of the building is almost exactly as those veterans would have seen it when they built this building in 1885. It's like walking back into history. You're going to see rooms that were that are original, still for their use. There's a beautiful library and other rooms that are now part of the museum. So this was a facility for these gentlemen. It was used every day. And now some of the rooms that are being used, therefore, the museum that came out of the work that these gentlemen did. So we have museum rooms, and we have rooms that were used by the guys of the GAR, looking exactly as it did when the last veteran walked out of that building.
All right, we can circle back and get a little bit more on this and so on, but tell me about the event that is this Saturday, the 17th. What happens? What is this event that we have the visual up on the website?
Well, this event, as we can see here, this is part of the Essex National Heritage Area Trails and Sales, and this is an annual 2 weeks of events that the Essex Heritage puts together, which is fabulous. So we take the opportunity of the more than usual people, amount of people that will be in Lynn to see all of the wonderful things that we have to offer during this Trails and Sales. And we open up the museum for people to come and see a very important part of the history of Lynn. And one of the things that you'll be seeing is a new exhibit that is finally mounted, which was first opened in April. And it talks about the fact that there were 7 members of this GAR post that were voted in as mayors of Lynn. So they had an awful lot to do with how the city of Lynn went about its business for at least 20 years after the end of the Civil War.
Wow. Unbelievable. And I, Wendy, the other thing, too, is this group, is you'll see the links here on the post, but the events from Trails and Sales, there are all kinds of events. It's amazing how many events are planned.
It is amazing. This Trails and Sales has grown year by year. What's important for people to understand what is being offered here is free admission to places where you normally would have had to pay, and also places that are not usually open to the public. So this link that you're going to be providing for the Essex Heritage Trails and Sales, it's a wonder the amount of things that you will find in here that you won't be able to see for any other time during the year.
So in Lynn, for example, someone could go to the to the museum that we're talking about on Andrew Street on Saturday, right?
Absolutely, as well as the Lynn Museum. There's going to be tours of various things that are historic, tours for people to walk around about. Also, do not miss St. Stephen's Church on the Common. That has a kind of GAR background, because one of the gentlemen named Mudge, that was he was part of the Harvard regiment. Harvard sent regiments of all of their classes because everyone was signing up for the war anyway. This gentleman died during the Battle of Gettysburg, and his father built St. Stephen's Church as a memorial to his son. This church is gorgeous. It's also, just like the GAR Hall on the National Register of Historic Places, it has beautiful Tiffany stained glass windows. They are a not miss situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Wendy, we can come back. Is there anything else about the weekend or the weeks that you want to share with us? But I do want to ask you another question about the organization that you're involved with. But anything else you want to share with us about these tours? There's a cemetery tour too, I understand, as well.
Oh, absolutely. There's a cemetery tour. The city of Lynn really does have few opportunities to really show itself to be proud of its history. And there are so many things. And another thing, I'm going to be interrupting my flow here to tell you, if you go to this Essex Heritage Trails and Sales website, it is so easy. You can search for things by the city. If you'd like to go to a specific city, you can search for things by the date. It's a very, very well-run organization, and this you would be able, if you come to the GAR, to see there are so many other things right around it that you can see and do on that same day.
Yeah, plus Brothers Deli, too, Wendy, right nearby, right?
George would love that little shout-out, absolutely, Brothers Deli.
Okay. And, hey, Wendy, tell me, here's my last question, and so feel free to add whatever you would like to this, but tell me about the organization future plan. So what is ahead for this Grand Army of the Republic Museum and so on?
Well, anyone who comes will see that the building is looking like it was built in 1885. It is in need of repair, but with the new administration voted in some of the COVID relief funds that we got down from the state, which of course came from our lovely federal people, they voted $1.5 million to the GAR, and that will be able to upgrade us to be able to have an elevator that obviously was not put there in 1885. And then the next round of funding that we are looking for is to replace and to repair the facade. it's safe now, but you'll see that the facade is being held up very tightly by some scaffolding. There's places inside and outside that need repair. And another thing that this new administration at City Hall with Mayor Nicholson has done is that they worked with us. We are just finishing up a grant from Mass Historic where we were able to get a comprehensive assessment for the building needs. So especially after COVID, and as we know still with the supply chain issues and the great retiring, the costs have risen to about over $6 million that it's going to cost to repair this building. And thankfully, we have a friends organization that are getting ready to put their marketing package together now that we have this report. But if the administration didn't care, we wouldn't have even had this this grant to get this assessment. So things are moving and things are happening.
That's great. That's fantastic news. Keep us posted. And Wendy, thanks so much for taking some time to share with us this in particular this event this weekend, but obviously the much bigger picture here of the past and hopefully the much brighter future for the GAR Hall in Lynn. Wendy, thanks so much.
Wonderful to chat with you, Bill.
Yep.
Wendy Joseph with us here on MSONewsSports.com.